The following broadcast is a production of the Lynchburg Hillcats and Minor League Baseball. Nestled within the Blue Ridge Mountains sits one of the oldest ballparks in Minor League Baseball. For nearly 60 years, this ballpark has played home to Lynchburg's lone professional team. It's a ballpark that's seen history and Hall of Famers. A ballpark that's seen its fair share of heroes and legends. A ballpark that has seen contenders and championships.
In Lynchburg, the 2017 Carolina League champions.
Last season, the Lynchburg Hillcats fell just short of the crown.
And the Charleston River Dogs are your 2022 Carolina League champions.
In 2023, they've set their sights on glory.
Break out the champagne! Lynchburg lives to see another day!
From Appomattox to the Blue Ridge Parkway, the Hillcats run Central Virginia.
The Hillcat hero! Strike him out, throw him out, double play! The third runner being waved around, he will score! Bases clearing double! The Hillcats are headed to the championship series!
Live inside Bank of the James Stadium, here's the voice of the Lynchburg Hillcats, Jason Prill.
Welcome inside Bank of the James Stadium as a rematch of last year's Carolina League Championship Series taking place inside the Hill City here tonight as Lynchburg and Charleston, the River Dogs, will battle it out for six games in a row. Jason Prill here with you, bringing you all the action tonight as we get you set for first pitch between the River Dogs and the Hillcats. Marcus Johnson on the mound for Charleston tonight. He's been arguably their best arm this season. One of, if not the best. The 6'6 right-hander out of Duke will take the ball for the River Dogs. The Hillcats had a good offensive showing on Sunday, but dropped four games on the road at Kannapolis. They'll try to bounce back tonight as Jordan Smith and Adam Tulloch will take to the mound for Lynchburg as they look to get back in the win column. Both these teams in last place in the Carolina League in their respective divisions. So the series on paper, a little bit irrelevant for the first half crown, but still plenty of interesting baseball in store this series. We'll step aside and be back with first pitch and lineups after you hear this on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
If you're looking for a home, auto, or life insurance plan, look no further. State Farm has been offering great coverage at surprisingly low rates for over 100 years. Stop in and see one of the four Central Virginia insurance agents. For Lynchburg, call Chip Harvey. For Rustburg, contact Jack Dean. For Appomattox, call Sarah Saunders. And for Madison Heights, visit Kim Z. Gardner. Contact your local State Farm agents today.
The Virginia Commonwealth Games are back this summer in Lynchburg, Virginia, on the campus of Liberty University. Be a part of the tailgate party and opening ceremonies kickoff celebration. For more information, visit commonwealthgames.org.
Catch all the biggest games of the season with the Hillcats Mini Plan. Choose a 5-game plan, 10-game plan, or an undated voucher pack and create your very own Hillcats ticket plan this summer. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about Hillcats mini plans.
Lynchburg Hillcats baseball is here. From inside Bank of the James Stadium for the lineups and first pitch, here's the voice of the Hillcats, Jason Prill.
Welcome back inside Bank of the James Stadium. The Hillcats and the River Dogs getting set for game one of this six-game set. Lynchburg comes in 25-32. Charleston 23-34. Both teams trying to find a little bit of momentum before heading into the second half as the season, or the first half of the season, mind you, wraps up next week. Right now, though, let's toss it down to Rox Cruz and Cade Crenshaw for tonight's defense and national anthem.
Fans, let's make some noise for your 2023 Lynchburg Hillcats!
One. There you are. No problem.
Fans, at this time, we ask that you please rise and remove your caps as we honor the singing of our national anthem. Joining us tonight, please welcome Sabrina Graybill.
Stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets red glare, the bombs bursting. Still there, oh say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the
Back inside Bank of the James Stadium. Once again, my name is Jason Pro. Pleased to be bringing you all the action here tonight and all season long as Adam Tulloch, the left-hander, will take to the mound for the Hillcats. He's 2-2 with a 5.28 ERA in 29 innings, 39 strikeouts, 22 walks. His start to the season was a lot better than his month of May. His ERA in April was 1.69 in May. It was 7.20. He's hoping that he can right the ship and get back on track here this evening. As his last outing against Kannapolis, he went 3 1/3, 2 hits, 3 runs, 2 walks, and 2 strikeouts. Left-hander, 6'2", 200 pounds from Toronto, Ontario, Canada. He'll face a lineup that looks a little like this for the River Dogs, leading off the center fielder, Chandler Simpson. He's a speed demon, so when he gets on, he's bound to run eventually. Batting second, the first baseman, Xavier Isaac. Hitting third, the catcher, Dominic Keegan. Batting fourth and hitting cleanup, the second baseman, Cooper Kinney. Batting fifth, the shortstop, Carlos Colmenares. Hitting sixth, the third baseman, Ryan Spikes. Batting seventh, the designated hitter, Zon Diaz. And in right field, batting eighth, O'Neill Manzueta. And rounding out the starting nine, the left fielder, Christopher Barrette. Those will be the nine for Charleston in order to go up against Tulloch. As the Hillcats wearing their green uniforms tonight, a lime green color with the teal lettering across the front right numerals with a navy blue outline dark blue caps with the Hillcats circular logo on the front. White pants and navy blue belt. Charleston in their all grays with the blue lettering, gold outline, and a navy blue trim down the side. They also have their navy blue caps. As Tolick into the motion, he delivers a strike to open up the ball game at exactly 6:30, 79 degrees here in Lynchburg. A perfect day for baseball. Lefty with the 0-1, a check swing they appealed toward first. They say he went around. Strike two. Simpson on the year batting 276 with seven RBIs, though that's not where his threat comes from. The 0-2, well upstairs, 1-2. He leads the Carolina League in stolen bases. That is his calling card. He's five ahead of Guy Lipscomb. Fouled back, 1-2. Simpson with 39 stolen bases on the year. Lipscomb at 34. He's 39 for 47, leading all of the Carolina League. The 1-2 from Tulloch. Jammed him, popped up into left field. Charging in on it is Sadui. Out goes Devers. The left fielder will call him off for out number one. Sadui in left, Lipscomb in center, Antunez in right. Benjamin at third, Devers at short, Turner at the bag at second, Coyado at first, and Felia behind the plate tonight. As Xavier Isaac, the first baseman for Charleston, will dig in, batting 236 with five home runs, 23 RBIs, as that one misses up and away for ball one. Tulloch already back into the motion as he works quickly here. Ran it well inside, ball two. It's important to keep Simpson off the bases. We mentioned leading in stolen bases, but that also plays into how he runs when the ball's in play, trying to stretch anything into an extra bag. The 2-0. Good pitch. Fastball at 92, 2-1. So if you can keep Simpson off the bags, you're in a pretty good shape. 2-2 as that catches the corner. Isaac has found himself even with Tulloch. Isaac digs in from the left-hand side. The 2-2. Jammed him, got a piece of it, as that bounced harmlessly toward the Hillcats dugout. No wind to speak of, flag at its side. Talk with a long pause. Now the 2-2. Blew it by him, 92. Isaac couldn't catch up as he was expecting something off speed. There's two away. First strikeout of the ball game for Tulloch. He averages about a little over one an inning. Now it's Dominic Keegan batting 311. Takes a breaking ball at the knees for strike one. Keegan has been arguably the River Dogs' best hitter. As that misses down and away, 1-1. And the argument simply rests on the fact that he's the only one above 280. Down and away, ball two. The next closest is Simpson at 276. Everyone else, rather low batting average. 2-2 as Keegan fouls it back. He also has 28 RBIs, which you don't see very often from a catcher, but Keegan has shown some offensive ability. The 2-2 inside corner, called strike three, sit down, see you later, as Keegan goes down looking to end the first. A good 1-2-3 inning for Adam Tulloch as the Hillcats will come to bat against Marcus Johnson when we return on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
Check out Creative Edge Design Incorporated for your signs, banners, and wrap services. We are a 3M certified graphics installation company backed by a 3M warranty, protecting your graphics against any cracking, fading, or peeling for over 10 years. Your graphics will continue to look exactly like they did on the day they were installed. Visit us at cedi.biz for more information. Creative Edge Designs, custom designs for you.
Want to create a memorable group experience at the ballpark this summer? To learn more about how you can customize group outings, picnics, and skybox suite rentals, visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com today.
Hello, this is Jordan Smith, the Lynchburg Hillcats manager. You're listening to Hillcats Baseball.
Marcus Johnson, the right-hander, will take to the mound for the River Dogs in a scoreless ball game, bottom of the first inning. Johnson, 6'6", 200 pounds, out of Whittier, California. He went to college at Duke and was acquired in 2022 after a trade with the Miami Marlins. On the season, he's 0-2 with a 3.46 ERA in 52 innings, 4 walks, 49 strikeouts, an incredible ratio as he pounds the strike zone and works quickly. And there's a chance he could go 7-plus tonight based on how his pitch count numbers are and if he can retire the Hillcats. However, Lynchburg leading the Carolina League in walks. Johnson doesn't walk many, but if there's a team that's going to draw one, it's going to be Lynchburg, as Guy Lipscomb will lead things off against Marcus Johnson. Righty on lefty matchup as the right-hander into the motion and pumps it in there at 91 for a called strike. Johnson already back into his windup as that finds the dirt below. 1-1. Lipscomb batting 279, 29 RBIs and one home run. That came down in Kannapolis. The 1-1. In there again, 1-2. Johnson not wasting any time, going right at Lipscomb. The 1-2 from the right-hander got him to chase a 95-mile-an-hour fastball upstairs as Lipscomb is retired quickly for out number one. Lipscomb, Turner, Antunez, Coyado, Benjamin, Sadui, Devers, Felia, and Pastrano, the nine in order for the Hillcats. As Tyrese Turner will dig in, batting 191 with a home run and 11 RBIs. He's been on a tear as of late. First pitch in there again at 93 for strike one. Hillcats are going to have to find a way to rattle Johnson as the 0-1. Turner lofts it into left field. Barrette into the gap will settle underneath it, puts his glove up late, but retires Turner for out number two. Alfredo Antunez will dig in with two away. This matchup doesn't favor the Hillcats tonight. As Johnson, the guy who pounds the zone, the Hillcats prefer to be patient. Antunez slaps it over the third baseman into left field as he goes the opposite way. Good inside-out swing as the Hillcats' first base runner. As Mike Coyado will get a chance with two away. Otto wearing that pink armband, or arm sleeve rather, wearing that almost all season. The right-hander comes set at the belt and fires a fastball in there at 93-0-1. Antunez takes his lead off first. Strike two. Boy, Johnson does not mess around. He is relying heavily on his fastballs and is pounding the zone. The 0-2. Now a long pause. Went breaking ball, high chopper towards second, gobbled up by Kinney, and on to first in the inning. Comes to a close. The Hillcats, though, get a base runner aboard in the first inning as they pick up their first hit. We head to the second, scoreless in the Hill City. We'll be back with more on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
Scientech Systems is your technology partner. Whether it's business class internet, phone and TV, or their world-class IT services, Scientech is here to manage your technology needs so you can focus on what you love to do. Visit Scientech.com for a free quote today.
Hey there, Hillcats fans. 76 would like to invite you to save up when you fill up. Download the new Fuel Forward app today and save money every time you fill up at a 76 station. The new Fuel Forward app is the easiest way to pay and save on fuel. 76, we're on the driver's side.
You're listening to Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Back inside Bank of the James Stadium as we have hit the second inning, a very quick first inning, as we remain scoreless. Adam Tulloch, a left-hander, went 1-2-3 with two strikeouts in the top half of the first inning. He got Dominic Keegan to strike out looking, which is something that isn't necessarily easy to do. He is the River Dogs' best hitter. As 4, 5, and 6 will take their cuts. Be Cooper Kinney to lead things off. Here in this frame. Kinney batting .272. 5 home runs, 23 RBIs. The first pitch finds the zone for a called strike, 0-1. Charleston really loading up the top half of their lineup. Most of their consistent hitters. Does that miss down and away? 1-1. Tulloch has that slapped in between third and short into left field, and Charleston has their first base runner of the ball game. On a leadoff single by Cooper Kinney. Carlos Colmenares will step in. Colmenares batting .252, the shortstop tonight. Tulloch checks first and comes to the plate, taken outside for ball one. Kinney doesn't run often, only one stolen base on the season. He's 1-for-3. As the 1-0 finds the zone, 1-1. Tulloch also doesn't give up many stolen bases. Part of it's because he's a lefty and he's facing the bag at first, but he's also got a deceptive delivery. We've seen Kinney already break back toward first twice. When Tulloch comes home, he did it again there as that misses a little bit wide, ball two. Whereas a lot of pitchers will cross their leg over their back leg, Tulloch kind of comes straight up with it, providing a little bit of extra deception. Fouled away, 2-2. And Kinney, he waits to take that secondary lead up until Tulloch releases toward home. Nobody out, one aboard, and a 2-2 count on Carlos Colmenares. The left-hander checks first and will fire over there. As just barely getting back was Kinney, he came in standing. Collado placed the tag on him, but he got his foot in time. A little bit closer than I think Kinney expected. One disengagement used. The 2-2 upstairs, threw it above his head, and the count goes full. So Tulloch, after working 1-2-3 through the first inning, on the verge of giving up two early base runners. And payoff pitch. Blew it by him, 92, as Colmenares couldn't catch up to it. And there's one away. Ryan Spikes will dig in. We saw him a little bit last season, a part of the championship squad. Spikes this season batting 209. Last year he batted 228. He stands in from the right-hand side. Tulloch delivers a strike. 0-1. I remember correctly, I think Spikes was near the top of their order last season. Don't have my old scorebook with me, otherwise I'd take a peek. The 0-1 from the left-hander. Line drive into right center field. Antunez ranging back, looking up, and that will be over the right field wall as Ryan Spikes gets the scoring started with a two-run shot to the opposite field, picking up his fifth home run on the year, 17th RBI, as Charleston now leads 2-0. And that is not good news for the Hillcats as they struggle playing from behind on the year. That's only the second home run allowed by Tulloch. His last one coming at this ballpark as well. Zon Diaz takes down low for ball one. So Charleston out to that early 2-0 advantage as Tulloch catches the corner, 1-1. Shane Sullivan behind the plate, Josh Halsey in the field. 1-1. Slow chopper toward first. Tulloch will give it to Coyado, who wasn't expecting it. And Diaz able to beat it out as a miscommunication between Tulloch and Coyado allows Diaz to beat it out for an infield single. It's going to be a tough play either way as he was hustling down the line. But Coyado thought Tulloch was going to reach down and scoop it, and instead he ran past it, and Coyado had stopped charging and tried to get there in time, and with the underhand flip, Diaz just had plenty of urgency to get to the bag. O'Neill Manzueta, another returner, has a throw over tag place. They did not get him, says the infield umpire. Manzueta, the eight-hole hitter. One aboard, one away, top of the second inning. Finding the zone for strike one. Two runs already in on the two-run home run by Ryan Spikes. And with Marcus Johnson on the mound, Lynchburg will have their task cut out for him. The 0-1 to Manzueta. Looked by him, strike two, as he couldn't catch up with the fastball. Manzueta, down in the count, no balls and two strikes. Tulloch, the left-hander, comes to the plate, ran it in tight, 1-2. Manzueta last year, part of this River Dog squad, hit 242. 2-strike pitch. Runner holds, down and in. Two balls and two strikes as Manzueta has worked himself back into the AB. Manzueta batting under 200, but he's got an on-base percentage of 308. Hasn't played much, only his 11th game of the year. A 2-2. Got him to swing at a breaking ball. We're out number two as Manzueta is retired to the chagrin of the crowd. As Christopher Barrette will take some cuts with now two away. Two strikeouts in the inning. Four on the day for Tulloch. as he's up over 35 pitches. Orede, a left-handed hitting left fielder. Runner breaks for second. The throw is up high, but in time down to second, and they got him. A strong throw from Felia retires Diaz as the Hillcats escape with only giving up two on the two-run home run by Ryan Spikes. As Charleston out in front, 2-0. We'll step aside and be back with more on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
The YMCA has been serving Lynchburg and the surrounding community for years. With two Central Virginia locations, the YMCA has plenty to offer for kids and adults alike. To join or check out one of the classes, camps, or programs offered by the Y, visit ymcacva.org or stop in at their downtown or Jamerson locations. The YMCA is a proud partner of Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Catch all of the biggest games of the season with the Hillcats Mini Plan. Choose a 5-game plan, 10-game plan, or an undated voucher pack and create your very own Hillcat ticket plan this summer. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about Hillcats Mini Plans.
Mi nombre es José Debe. Hoy en fin, estoy escuchando Hillcat.
Juan Benjamin will lead things off for Lynchburg as they find themselves down 2-0 in the bottom half of the second inning. Jason Prill here with you. As Marcus Johnson goes back to work, his first pitch is upstairs for ball one. He's been sitting around 90 to 92 with his fastball as that's popped up 1-1. However, Johnson, we've seen him rear back and find 95 a couple times already. That one at 84 floated it in there and left it up in the zone, but Benjamin underneath it, 1-2. Benjamin, one of those who benefited from the short right field wall in Kannapolis. He had a home run, his first of the year. A long pause from Johnson. Now he fires. Slider got him. Boy, Johnson does not mess around. Lexer Sadui will take some cuts as Benjamin walks slowly back to the Hillcats dugout. Sadui has boosted his average to 225. Good sign for him as he squares around, bunts it toward third. Spikes was charging, gloves off balance in time to retire Sadui. Right idea, wrong execution, as Spikes read it perfectly and made a strong throw to the bag at first. Jose Devers now with two down. And you know, you can almost argue that maybe that isn't the right idea with how Marcus Johnson pitches. He only saw one pitch. That one right at the knees for a called strike, 0-1. Right-hander fires it up high, 1-1. Only at 17 pitches thus far, despite allowing the one hit. Devers pops it up and out of play. He's down to the count, 1-2. Nobody aboard, 2 away, 2-0 lead for Charleston, bottom of the second inning. The 1-2 from Johnson in the dirt. Devers didn't chase. The 2-2. Devers pulled out his back foot as he got a piece of it. And the count remains at 2 apiece. Devers, after a strong start to the year, has seen his average dip to 193. 2-2. Floats it into right field. Manzueta backpedaling, twisting, won't be able to make the grab. He lost it in the sun. Devers around second. He'll head to third, and he is in safely with a stand-up two-out triple. Mansueto took a bad route, and the ball kept fading away. It kind of carried a little bit. I didn't think Devers got that much of it. But Mansueto just misplayed it, and at the last second, trying to readjust and find it in the sun. And at that point, it was about 10 feet to the left of him. As Bubba Folia will try to get the Hillcats a little bit closer with the runner at third and two away. He takes inside ball one. Golden opportunity to get a run back. Anthony's 1-1. Hillcats will have to capitalize on these moments when they get them in this ballgame. The 1-1 from the right-hander. A long pause. Deep drive, center field. Looking up is Simpson, and we are tied! Bubba Folia, a two-run, two-out bomb to dead center. Makes this a 2-2 ball game as he picks up his fourth home run of the year, tying him for the team lead. And we have a brand new ball game in the bottom of the second inning. Jose Pastrana will dig in well after Folia gunned down the runner trying to steal to end the top of the second. He gives the Hillcats a two-run bomb to tie this thing up. Pastrana takes one in the dirt for ball one. And all of a sudden, it's a brand new baseball game. 1-1 as Pastrana watches that blow by him. Pastrana also had a home run last week. One of seven the Hillcats have in their last five ball games. Make it eight. Slow chopper back to the mound. Johnson fires to first, and the inning is over. However, Bubba Folia, a two-run, two-out bomb to center field, ties this ball game at two apiece. We head to the third here in the Hill City. We'll be back with more on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Revenge will be on the mind of the Lynchburg Hillcats as a rematch of last year's Carolina League Championship takes place at Bank of the James Stadium June 13th through the 18th. Join us on Friday as we give away 500 three-quarters length t-shirts for Backyard Hillcats Night. On Saturday, the Hillcats will be raising money for the Pediatric Brain Tumor Foundation as part of the Hillcats versus Cancer Night. Then on Sunday, sign up for the Father's Day barbecue to enjoy special treats for dads and their families. Get your tickets at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
Catch all the action all season long at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com. Now, back to the field. Here's Jason Pritt.
Well, a Bubba bomb makes it 2-2 as we head to the third inning. Top of the order. Actually, pardon me. Christopher Borrede remains at the plate as he was at the dish when the runner was thrown out, trying to swipe second. As he chops this foul for strike one. Right now, you could argue this is Bubba's ball game. He threw out a runner to end the second and then hit the two-run blast to tie things up. As that misses high, 1-1. Valia getting the start tonight behind the dish. 1-1 from Tolik. Catches the corner. Strike two. Valia also sees time over at first. Kind of splits where he's at in the field between catcher and first base. Hung it up there, Barrette. Only able to foul it off. Stay alive, 1-2. The 1-2 pitch from the lefty. Well upstairs. 2-2. Wind now blowing out toward right center field. As the left-hander kicks and delivers up wide. And the count goes full. So Barrette has worked himself back into the AB. That's a full count to the nine-hole hitter. And the top of the order for Charleston can be dangerous. So you want to get the first out here when you can. Payoff pitch. Jammed him, and Barrette couldn't get his bat through the zone as he was off balance with his swing. Another strikeout for Tulloch, his fifth. As Chandler Simpson will dig in. Simpson flew out to left in his first trip. He squares around a bunt, misses as he offered at it for strike one. Looked like he started running toward first before the ball was even in the zone. As the 0-1 bounced in there by Tulloch, and he did not square, 1-1. Benjamin now pulled in, guarding the bunt over at third. Everyone else straight away with a big gap between second and short. Outfield shading Simpson toward left field. Down and away. 2-1. Mentioned Simpson with a lot of speed. 39 stolen bases. He grounds it to second. Turner scoops it and on to first. Two away. Good rebound inning so far from Tulloch after the two-run home run last inning from Ryan Spikes as Xavier Isaac, he struck out in the first inning. It helps when your offense picks you up, which Lynchburg did tie in the game in the bottom half of the second inning. Good slider. Didn't get the call, though. Ball one. Nobody aboard. Two away. 2-2 ball game. Scoreboard looks mirrored. Each team with two runs, three hits, no errors. In there that time, 1-1. Left-hander, high leg kick down low. Ball two. Tulloch with a long pause, as he'll probably have to step off. No, with 2 seconds on the pitch clock, he delivers on a half-hearted swing by Isaac. As he was caught in between 2-2. So nobody aboard, two away. 2-2 our score and a 2-2 count on Xavier Isaac. A lot of twos all across that scoreboard. Left-hander. Check swing, he went around, it was in the dirt. Valia will have to come out and throw down to first as they retire Isaac to end the frame. A 1-2-3 inning for Tulloch as we remain tied at two heading toward the third. We'll be right back with more baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Valley Live after this timeout.
The Lynchburg Area Youth Sports Initiative, also known as LAZY, exists to make sports accessible to all kids through pop-up clinics, camps, motivational speakers, and their free sports locker. Have gently used gear and equipment sitting around in your garage? Drop off your donation in the Lazy Sports Locker donation cart to get one free general admission ticket to a Hillcats game. Support Lazy and help kids play.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
I'm Press Kavanaugh, outfielder, and you're listening to Hillcats Baseball.
Two our score as we head to the bottom half of the third inning. Jason Prill here with you. As the top of the order due up for Lynchburg. Marcus Johnson remaining on the mound. Eskimo for one so far tonight. He struck out to open up the ball game for Lynchburg. He takes upstairs for ball one. I want to give a shout out to the University of Lynchburg as the 1-0 in the zone 1-1. The Hornets, Division III college baseball champions. 1-1. Slow chopper back to the mound. Johnson, easy play as he flips to first. One away. Tyrese Turner will dig in. That's not an easy accomplishment. They hosted the Super Regional here at Bank of the James Stadium and then made their way throughout Iowa and came home with the D3 crown. The first championship in that program's history. As the right-hander, a big breaking ball upstairs for ball one. A couple of our front office staff, former Hornets, who played on that Hornets baseball team back in the day. 1-1 as Turner chased a pitch down in the dirt. I know they were excited. A few of them went out and attended the bell ringing ceremony upon their return. The 1-1 is upstairs, ball two. University has a bell located on campus that their teams win the championship, they go and ring. Turner slaps it over the first baseman's head and into right field. He takes a turnaround first and is digging towards second. A stand up double for Tyrese Turner with one out in the bottom half of the third inning. He was cooking. Thinking two out of the box. Wilfredo Antunez will take his cuts with a runner aboard. And one away. I've been told that the Hornets will be at Bank of the James Stadium as they will be honored toward the start of their school year in August or September. As Antunez chases a high fastball for strike one. So we look forward to celebrating them. Maybe we'll get to see the championship trophy at Bank of the James Stadium. Check of second. Now the pitch roped foul as that went screaming into the bleachers. First strike two out in front of a breaking ball. Antunez, another one of the Hillcats with a home run last week. Kannapolis just seemed to play favorably or Hillcats power. A two-strike pitch. Chased a high heater right at his neck. Strike three. As Coyado will dig in with two away. Go-ahead run at second base. 2-2 our score with two away. Bottom of the third inning. Turner. And second after his one-out double. Coyado 0 for 1. He grounded out to second in the first inning. He lines this one into left center. That'll get down for a base hit. Here comes Turner, and the Hillcats have the lead. An RBI single for Mike Coyado, his team leading 36th RBI of the season, puts Lynchburg out in front. Great approach at the plate by the Hillcats, knowing that Johnson pounds the zone. They have attacked him and put balls in play every opportunity they've gotten. On Benjamin, takes a called strike, 0-1. The 0-1 from the right-hander, a long pause. Benjamin out in front, a 73-mile-an-hour curveball that he tipped. Runner on first. Chopper toward first as Isaac will take it himself. And the inning comes to a close. The Hillcats, though, take the lead on the RBI single by Mike Coyado. As Tyrese Turner's double capitalizes and pays dividends, Lynchburg leads it 3-2 as we head to the fourth in the Hill City on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Want to create a memorable group experience at the ballpark this summer? To learn more about how you can customize group outings, picnics, and skybox suite rentals, visit lynchburg-hillcats.com today.
It's time for a quick check of the Carolina League scoreboard. Back inside Bank of the James Stadium, here's Jason Prill.
Three to two our score at Bank of the James Stadium as Adam Tulloch will remain on the mound for the fourth inning as the Hillcats have helped him out by giving him a lead. Taking a look at the out-of-town scoreboard. A lot of games just getting underway across the league. In the top of the second, Augusta up 1-0 over Carolina. The Mudcats have kind of fallen off here in the past few weeks, allowing Down East to progress in front. In the bottom of the first, Myrtle Beach and Fredericksburg are tied down near the coast. Top of the first in Fayetteville, still scoreless between Columbia and Fayetteville. As Xavier Isaac takes down low for ball one. Kannapolis and Down East also in the top of the first. Kannapolis with a runner at first and one away in a scoreless ball game. Dominic Keegan fouled that one back. 1-1. That's a look at the out-of-town scoreboard. The 1-1 from Tulloch well outside. 2-1. Down East has a chance, depending on how things play out, to clinch the first half crown sometime this week. They're four games ahead of the Mudcats. Foul tipped into the glove for strike two. The 2-2. Down and in, full count. Down East and Carolina, they were neck and neck coming out of the series with the Hillcats. Carolina needed to win every game of that series. They won five, and Down East stuck with them. Payoff pitch from Tulloch. Ground ball, high chopper over towards short. Devers knocks it into center field, as that was going to be a tough play and a short hop. And a leadoff single for Keegan gives Charleston an early base runner for Cooper Kinney. Now Carolina, they dropped the game on Sunday to Lynchburg, and then they struggled last week, and Down East just continued to go on a tear. They sit four games out in front of the Mudcats with a week and a half left to go. Cooper Kinney at the dish. He singled and scored in the second inning. As that floated in somewhere, I thought it was a strike, but it's a ball. 1-0. In the South, Myrtle Beach leading the way at 34-23. Columbia just behind him two games back. They had the early advantage this season, but they've tapered off as of late. That's in there, 1-1. Fireflies have relied on their pitching staff to get to where they're at. Runner at first, nobody out. 3-2 lead for Lynchburg here in the top of the fourth inning. Tulloch delivers, and it's a big cut from Kinney. 1-2. It's always great when Jason Kemp is in town, the River Dogs broadcaster. I feel like I know the Carolina League better after talking with him. He's one of the few broadcasters in the league that gets to travel. So he gets to see all these ball clubs firsthand. The 1-2. Jammed him. That might have hit Kinney had it not been a check swing. But he got his bat onto it, kind of backpedaled, and in the process found it away. Wasn't pretty, but Tulloch will take it. The 1-2 from the left-hander. Try to get him to chase high and tight again, 2-2, as Kinney laid off. A long look at first. Now he fires a breaking ball that Halea tried to paint the corner and frame it. But the home plate umpire not given an inch as the count goes full. Runner at first. Nobody out. And a payoff pitch incoming to Kinney. Left-hander delivers. Came with a fastball. Kinney was swinging no matter what, but he was out in front. Maybe a little bit taken off for accuracy's sake by Adam Tulloch, as that was at 89. It was one away as Carlos Colmenares, he struck out in his last trip. That's the seventh strikeout for Tulloch. Colmenares fouls it away for strike one. Keegan, after the leadoff single, still at first with one away. Tulloch at 65 pitches. This will probably be his final inning of work. It might give him one more, but I would assume, as that's dribbled foul, assume that Lynchburg will cut him off. Once he hits around 75-80, they may give him till the end of this trip through the order, but we shall see. I don't see anybody getting loose in the Hillcats bullpen. Only the fourth inning, though. He's approaching 70. The 0-2 to Colmenares. Came with the fastball, and they say it caught his hand and not the knob of his bat, as Colmenares throws his elbow guard and will get tended to by Haley Williams, the athletic trainer for the River Dogs. As and take a look at that right hand, which was right on the knob of the bat. Now the manager, Sean Smedley, checking on him as well. He gives the all clear. There's two base runners for the River Dogs. Ryan Spikes, he did some damage in his first trip, a two-run home run. Those are the only two runs of the ball game for the River Dogs. He has an opportunity to tie or take the lead if he can find a gap or hit it out of here again. In the meantime, he takes a called strike 0-1. Tulloch, that's his fifth hit batter of the season. He was working inside and almost hit a couple of guys, but they kept check swinging, as that's strike two. Sometimes when you see that ball coming at you, you go into defense mode and just happen to bring the bat through the zone, which is what the River Dogs were doing. The 0-2 to Spikes. Down and away. 1-2 as Spikes laid off. Spikes now with 5 home runs as he sailed it over the right field wall. He went opposite field, which is tough to do at this ballpark. The 1-2. Slider trying to go back door, didn't get the call, 2-2. Bank of the James Stadium plays a lot larger than it actually is. The 18-foot wall around the outfield makes life a little bit difficult for hitters as it keeps a lot of things into the ballpark. 2-2. Fouled back as Spike stays alive. It's not as bad as Salem. As Salem, it's a little bit smaller of a park, but their walls are ginormous. And it just feels like you are being engulfed by that stadium. The 2-2 after a long check of second. Inside corner, called strike 3, sit down. See you later, Ryan Spikes. As another strikeout for Tulloch. Puts him an out away from getting out of this jam. As on Diaz, he'll dig in. Now an arm starting to get loose for the Hillcats. As the left-hander tries to get out of the inning, he comes forth with a slider for ball one. You know, the Hillcats were thankful to have played in Kannapolis last week as they finally got to experience some power. A hitter-friendly ballpark. 1-1 as Diaz couldn't catch up to the fastball. That's the thing. Some of these guys have a little bit more pop than we've seen this season. But in a ballpark like this, you're not going to see a ton of home runs. The 1-1. Missing up and away, ball two. Talked to Guy Lipscomb a little bit before the game. He said the ballpark in Kannapolis is gorgeous. And I'm sure that was only emphasized by the fact that he picked up his first home run of the year. The 2-1 to Diaz. Came inside with another breaking ball as Diaz scooted back. There is a base open if Tulloch walks him. But I don't know how much longer of a leash he'll have with the bases nearly full. Two aboard, two away, a 3-1 pitch from the left-hander to Diaz. Came with the fastball again. Full count. That seems to be his most consistent pitch. His off-speed just not there tonight. Runners at first and second, two away. A 3-2 lead for Lynchburg. The payoff pitch from Tulloch here in the top of the fourth. At the knees, Tulloch was ready to make his way toward the dugout as it's ball four to Diaz, and the bases are loaded for O'Neill Manzueta. Manzueta struck out in the second, and then his misplay in right field extended the bottom half of that inning as Tony Arnold will go out and have a word, maybe to buy some time for the pitcher getting loose for the Hillcats. I didn't get a chance to see a number. In the past, Zach Jacobs had been the piggyback for Tulloch, but now no piggyback listed as Jacobs will be the piggyback tomorrow night. As Parker Messick will take to the mound for Lynchburg. Tulloch at 80 pitches, so this will most likely be his final batter of the ball game. Bases loaded, two away, top of the fourth inning, a 3-2 lead for Lynchburg. Tony Arnold with an emphatic clap will trot back to the dugout. Manzueta misplayed a ball in right field in the bottom of the second inning with two away. It appeared to be a semi-routine fly ball, and he just lost it in the sun, and it landed next to him up against the wall. He takes a called strike at the knees, 0-1. Lynchburg leading it 3-2 here in the fourth. The 0-1 from Tulloch. Fouled at the plate. First strike two. Bases loaded, two away. The two-strike pitch from Tulloch. Here it comes. Inside corner, no call. One ball, two strikes. It did miss, but just barely. 1-2 as he's trying to get him to chase. Here comes Tulloch again. But first, he steps off and fakes a throw over toward third. The left-hander with the 1-2. Fouled away by Manzueta, and he stays alive. A base hit would seemingly give Charleston the lead. With Colmenares at second. I would assume aggressive base running here. The 1-2. Up and away. Didn't get the call again. Tulloch keeps balking toward the dugout after he thinks he gets a strike. The umpire not biting. Crowd trying to urge the inning forward. The 2-2 from Tulloch. Hard chopper foul. Manzueta out ahead of a breaking ball. Looks like he may have broken the bat of Manzueta as well, as he went to get some new lumber. Bases loaded, two away. 3-2 lead for Lynchburg and a 2-2 count on O'Neill Manzueta. Crucial moment here in the top of the fourth inning. Tulloch pauses at his letters. The 2-2 breaking ball fouled at the plate as Manzueta had that dribble off the top of his foot and into fair territory. A bit chaotic there for a moment. The home plate umpire loudly exclaimed a foul ball. Manzueta taking a moment to recover. He's going to take advantage of this. Any opportunity to try to throw Tulloch out of his rhythm and maybe get a hanger. The left-hander looks in. 2-2 pitch. Ground ball to third. Foul! Just to the left of the bag. As Manzueta ahead of another off-speed pitch. And the count remains 2-2. Tulloch closing in on 90 pitches in the ballgame. Bases loaded. Nowhere to put him. A 2-2 count on O'Neill Manzueta in a one-run ballgame. The left-hander again into the motion. Blew it by him! Strike three. Manzueta goes down swinging and leaves the bases loaded. 3-2 advantage as we head to the bottom half of the fourth inning here in Lynchburg. We'll be back with more after you hear this on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
Hey, Hillcats fans. Has your big bank just closed its doors? Come on over to Bank of the James. We make banking better in just three easy steps. First, stop by Bank of the James to open your account. Second, bring your current checking statement so we can help you with recurring transactions. And third, enjoy banking the way it should be. Why Bank of the James? We're your strong, local bank, and we're committed to you. Putting community first for 24 years. Come on over to Bank of the James.
Catch all of the biggest games of the season with the Hillcats Mini Plan. Choose a 5-game plan, 10-game plan, or undated voucher pack and create your very own Hillcat ticket plan this summer. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about Hillcats Mini Plans.
Hello, this is Jordan Smith, the Lynchburg Hillcats manager. You're listening to Hillcats Baseball.
Well, that was a long half inning, but a great strikeout. Leaves the bases loaded as Adam Tulloch. 9 strikeouts on the evening. That is far and away a new career high. He had 7 against Elmarva on May 25th. Otherwise, it's been 5 or less for the left-hander. A nice outing for him. Presumably, his day is done. 90 pitches. As Lexer Sadui will lead things off in the bottom half of the fourth inning. As Marcus Johnson fires one in there with a curveball for strike one. Johnson, on the flip side, only at 40 pitches. Sadui chase, strike two. However, he finds himself down on the scoreboard, 3-2. Johnson, not fazed by the timeout by Sadui with 2 strikes. Already into the motion. Curveball roped into right field, and that'll land in front of Mansueta for a leadoff single. It's good to see Sadui finding his swing back. He was a crucial figure early on in the year, and his bat really faded off. But starting to find it again. Jose Devers, he had a triple in the second inning. That, with 2 away, kept the inning alive. He lines this one into right field. Sadui will have to stop at second as Mansueta misplayed it. Now Sadui comes to third. It was a late break, but he's in there without a throw. And there's runners at the corners on another misplay by O'Neill Mansueta. I'm assuming the runner will advance on an error, and that is how they've scored it. As Bubba Filia, his Bubba bomb in the second inning tied the ball game at 2 apiece. He digs in with runners at the corners and nobody out. We'll see if they send Devers. He's got 20 stolen bases on the year. First pitch, a curveball, catches the inside part of the plate for strike one. Hillcats like to be aggressive when they have runners at the corners. Most likely we'll see a double steal if they send Devers. Throw over, and he's back with a dive. They've executed it several times this season where the runner breaks from first, and then on the throw down, runner at third comes home. The 0-1 misses down and away, 1-1. Going off speed to Filia as they hit him with a fastball, and he bolted it over the center field wall. 1-1, Devers over at first. He holds well upstairs, ball two. The Hillcats have been aggressive early in counts in this inning. And 2 base hits for the Hillcats have them threatening with nobody out. Devers again takes his lead and holds. Filia had a hanger that he got underneath and evens the count at 2 apiece. He's yet to see a fastball in this at-bat. The last one he saw, we have yet to find that baseball. The 2-2 from Johnson. This one's a fastball. Center field looking up is Simpson, and he will watch it fly. A second Bubba bomb of the day. This one a 3-run blast as Filia gobbling up fastballs. And that one, same spot, dead center. And it's a 3-run blast for the Hillcats catcher. Wow. Jose Pastrana with nobody out. Lynchburg leading it 6-2. Called strike to open up the at-bat. The second home run of the day for Bubba Filia. He didn't get a fastball in that entire at-bat. until that pitch fouled away. Strike two. And you knew right off the bat that was a no-doubter by Felea. Two-strike pitch. Ground ball over toward first. Isaac stabs it and will take it to the bag himself. One away. Guy Lipscomb will dig in. Felea now leads the team with five home runs. It is important to note the Hillcats have had Johnson's number this season. His shortest outing and worst outing of the year came against Lynchburg. He went 3 2/3, giving up 8 hits and 4 runs. Lipscomb fouled it back for strike one. This has now overtaken that outing for most runs allowed. It's a 6-2 ball game. Another breaking ball. Lipscomb fouled it off his foot for strike two. It really makes you wonder why they came at Felea with a fastball. He's seen two fastballs in two at-bats, and both of them, everybody has had to wave goodbye. The 0-2 from Johnson to Lipscomb comes with a fastball over the head of Kinney and into right field as the Hillcats are pounding that fastball. Tyrese Turner with the runner aboard. And now that'll draw some movement from the River Dogs dugout as Levi Romero, the pitching coach, will go to the mound to try and settle down Johnson. Well, we were worried coming into the ball game how the Hillcats would handle a pitcher who pounds the zone. You mentioned they prefer a patient approach at the plate, leading the Carolina League in on-base percentage and walks. But I think our fears can be put to rest as they lead 6-2. As Bubba Felea having the game of his life. We'll have to look back at his college career to see if he has a two home run ball game at any point in his career. It's his first as a professional. He does, actually. As Turner bunts it toward third, spikes bare hands off balance. A good throw gets Turner, but Lipscomb into scoring position. As Wilfredo Antunez. Felea had a two home run game on February 26, 2022. As UC San Diego took on Washington. He had three RBIs in that ball game. Five tonight, though. Antunez swung behind a fastball for strike one. One aboard, two away. 6-2 lead for the Hillcats in the bottom half of the fourth inning. Lipscomb breaks toward third, and Johnson stepped off the bag. As Lipscomb left a little bit too early. Jordan Smith has not moved from his spot as the Hillcats wasted an opportunity with the runner at second base as Lipscomb is caught stealing to end the frame. However, Bubba Felea, a three-run home run, his second Bubba bomb of the day, gives the Hillcats a 6-2 advantage as we head to the fifth. In the Hill City. We'll meet the new pitcher after this on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
Stay close to the center of it all at La Quinta Lynchburg. Conveniently located near Routes 29, 460, and 501, La Quinta provides easy access to all that Lynchburg has to offer. La Quinta offers complimentary breakfast and Wi-Fi, a seasonal outdoor pool, and a fitness center. The hotel also offers meeting rooms and a business room, making it the perfect location for work and relaxation. Wake up on the bright side at La Quinta Lynchburg. Tonight's broadcast is directed and produced by Virch.
Virch elevates your broadcast by supplementing your production staff with experienced switchers and operators. The graphics you're seeing on our broadcast tonight are powered by Virch's all-new graphics engine, offering advanced stats and personalized graphics on a budget. Visit www.virch.co to give your fans the next-gen viewing experience.
From Bank of the James Stadium, you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Adam Tolick's day is officially done. He did his job, and he hands the ball off to Bronny Munoz. Tolick, four innings, four hits, two runs. They were both earned, one walk, and nine strikeouts, a career high for the left-hander, as Munoz will take over and try to eat up a couple of innings as Barrette will foul it back on a bunt attempt for strike one. On the year, Munoz 1-1 with a 6.05 ERA in 10 games. Just under 39 innings, 26 strikeouts, 11 walks. The 0-1 misses high, 1-1. The long ball has been his Achilles heel. He's given up four, as that's lined into center field. Lipscomb won't get there, and Barrette opens up the top of the fifth with a leadoff single. Chandler Simpson will take his cuts. He's 0-2. Runner at first, nobody out. 6-2 lead for Lynchburg, as Munoz fires that down and in. Simpson squared around, but pulled it back as it came out his back foot. Benjamin in off the bag at third, expecting a bunt from Simpson. And he's got speed, so he'll have to get rid of it quickly. Floated into center field. Lipscomb underneath it. They'll glove it for out number one. Xavier Isaac, 0-2. He struck out twice. And you can just tell by the body language of the River Dogs, that home run by Felia really bursted their bubble. Isaac takes a called strike at 85, 0-1. A lot of disappointed faces, slouched body language coming from that River Dogs dugout. Ran it in tight, 1-1. Contrary to what we saw with the Mudcats, who were all on the top step, even interfering with the field of play on accident a couple of times as their legs were dangling out over the edge of the dugout. Big cut, 1-2. River Dogs find themselves a little bit depleted here, as Lynchburg leads 6-2, top of the fifth inning. 1-2 from Munoz. Jammed him, popped up behind the plate. Felia chasing after it toward the netting, and it'll land a row back behind home plate. And some of the crowd didn't see it until it was nearly too late, and it landed right next to him. It's a good crowd for a Tuesday evening. Runner on first, one away. Munoz sets at the belt. The 1-2 pitch. Ran it in tight at 91, 2-2. Gorgeous weather. Can't ask for anything better. Not a cloud in the sky. The 2-2 rope down the right field line. That's hooking toward the corner. A fair ball. Around second, going toward third, is Barrette. He'll be held there as Antunez got it in quickly. But a one-out double for Xavier Isaac has Charleston threatening here in the fifth. Dominic Keegan can make this a one-run game with one swing of the bat. Runners at second and third, one away. Four-run advantage for the Hillcats, Bronny Munoz. We'll have to work out of a bit of a jam. Roped over towards short, pass to diving Devers into left field. One runner will score. Here comes the trailer. He will score without a throw as Carolina has cut the deficit in half. It's 6-4. First pitch swinging from Dominic Keegan. Drives home two. And Charleston showing some life. Back and forth we go. It's going to be a fun ball game, folks. Only in the fifth. Cooper Kinney, he's one for two. Takes a call at strike 0-1. Munoz delivers with the 0-1, a high chopper foul down the first baseline. For strike two. Munoz in his third season in Lynchburg. Last year his best with an ERA under four. A two-strike pitch to Cooper Kinney. Golfed into right center field. Lipscomb ranging over toward the gap onto the warning track will make the grab for out number two. Keegan will have to scamper back to first as Carlos Colmenares will represent the tying run at the plate. And the top half of the fifth inning. Two runs already in for the River Dogs. It's a 6-4 ball game. Jam shot right at short. Devers backpedals onto the grass and makes the grab. And the inning is over. But a two RBI single by Dominic Keegan keeps Charleston right in this. We'll be back with more after this timeout on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
Lynchburg Regional Airport is going strong. For many years now, Lynchburg's low fares have been among the most competitive in the area, and our conveniently scheduled flights offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. So, check the great round-trip airfares currently being offered by visiting flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice, and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchase is required and availability is limited. We're ready when you're ready. Check Lynchburg first.
Become a Hillcats season ticket member and never miss out on any of the action. Save money on tickets, enjoy VIP parking, and meet the Hillcats team for a season ticket member autograph session. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about becoming a Hillcats season ticket member.
Mi nombre es José Debe, soy infield, estoy escuchando Hirschka.
Heart of the order due up in the bottom half of the fifth inning for the Hillcats as Marcus Johnson remains on the mound. Still under 60 pitches, but the Hillcats have tagged him for 6 runs. As his ERA has jumped up to 4.18. Antunez cuts it a fastball upstairs for strike one. He was the batter at the plate when Lipscomb was retired, scampering to third when he broke early. 1-1 as that missed high. Johnson still pitching quickly. Antunez inside out swing back into the net for strike two. I don't see any action going in the River Dogs bullpen as that misses high, 2-2. But they did just send somebody down from the dugout. The 2-2. Antunia skies it to right. Monsueta toward the line will secure it for out number one. Mike Coyado. He's one for two. He has an RBI single to his name. He takes down low for ball one. Large gap between right and center field as Coyado chased something well above the zone, 1-1. Base is empty, one away, bottom half of the fifth inning, 6-4 advantage. Johnson misses wide, ball two. 2-1 to Coyado. As the right-hander gets him to chase a curveball, 2-2. Johnson still may be able to go five innings tonight. Slider back door, got the call. Coyado frustrated. Has some words as he heads back toward the dugout. As Juan Benjamin will dig in. It's only the fourth strikeout for Johnson. As Benjamin fouls it back for strike one. We mentioned Johnson, a strikeout pitcher. As the 0-1 misses wide, 1-1. Benjamin 0-2. He struck out looking in the second and grounded out to first in the third as that misses wide again, 2-0. Johnson a little bit more erratic in this inning, though he does have the strikeout. In the dirt, ball three. The right-hander kicks and fires in the zone. Nobody aboard, two away. The pitch from the righty as Benjamin fouls it back. They'll try again. 3-2. Benjamin will step out as Johnson working very quickly. He doesn't take any time. Unless he has to. Shakes off a couple signs. Pay off. Got him to chase one in the dirt. Benjamin goes down on strikes. And the fifth inning comes to a close. 1-2-3. The first 1-2-3 inning for Marcus Johnson. As we head to the sixth here in Lynchburg. 6-4 advantage for the Hillcats when we return on Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
If you're looking for a home, auto, or life insurance plan, look no further. State Farm has been offering great coverage at surprisingly low rates for over 100 years. Stop in and see one of the four Central Virginia insurance agents. For Lynchburg, call Chip Harvey. For Rustburg, contact Jack Dean. For Appomattox, call Sarah Saunders. And for Madison Heights, visit Kim Z. Gardner. Contact your local State Farm agents today.
Celebrate Independence Day at the ballpark as the Hillcats return home for a two-week homestand June 27th through July 9th as they face the Delmarva Shorebirds and the Salem Red Sox. Get your tickets today at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
Hillcats baseball is in full swing. It's time for a quick game recap on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network. Here's Jason Prill.
Well, we've got a lot to catch you up on in tonight's game recap. A 6-4 lead for Lynchburg. 6 runs, 9 hits, no errors. 4 runs, 7 hits, 1 error for the River Dogs. Charleston got the party started on a 2-run shot from Ryan Spikes in the second inning. As they jumped out to a 2-0 lead, Spikes lead things off here in the sixth against Bronny Munoz. as the right-hander. Into the motion. There's a curveball in there for a called strike. Then in the bottom half of the second inning, a misplay in right field by Mansueta allowed Devers to pick up a triple with two away. Spikes, jolts it into right center. Lipscomb ranging back, looking up, and it'll bounce at the base of the wall. Sadui played it perfectly, and Spikes will have to hold at second with the leadoff double. His second hit of the ball game. Now Zon Diaz will dig in. Then a Bubba Filia two-run home run with two away. Tied things up. In the third inning, Lynchburg would tack on another thanks to Mike Coyado's RBI single. End of the fourth, a three-run shot from Bubba Filia, his second home run of the day. As Diaz pops it up left field, Sadui underneath it. They'll charge in on it. Round number one. In the fifth, Charleston would get two runs back on a Dominic Keegan two-run single. That's where we sit, 6-4, with one away in the top of the sixth inning. As O'Neill Mansueta to 0-for-2, two strikeouts. His last at-bat, he struck out, leaving the bases loaded. At that point, it was a one-run ball game. He takes one in the dirt, ball one. Runner at second, one away. He has an opportunity to make it a one-run ball game or tie it if he puts a jolt into one. All seems to be carrying tonight. Three home runs in this ball game between the two squads. The 1-0 at the outside corner, 1-1. It's not often we get to say the Hillcats had a two home run night, let alone by one player. That's where we sit, thanks to Bubba Filia. 1-1. Breaking ball fouled at the dish. 1-2. Mansueta will try to protect here with one away and a runner at second. Already has two strikeouts to his name. Munoz checks second. The 1-2. Blew a fastball by him at 90, and Mansueta not having a memorable night tonight. He's out number two as the nine-hole hitter, Beretta. 1-for-2 on the day. Runner at second as it's grounded to second. Turner, easy flip on to first, and the inning comes to a close. The leadoff double does no harm as Bronny Munoz works through the next three with ease as we head to the bottom half of the sixth inning. A 6-4 advantage in favor of Lynchburg. Don't go anywhere. Plenty more baseball to come on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
The Virginia Commonwealth Games are back this summer in Lynchburg, Virginia, on the campus of Liberty University. Be a part of the tailgate party and opening ceremonies kickoff celebration. For more information, visit commonwealthgames.org.
They say you never know what you'll see when you go to the ballpark. The Lynchburg Hillcats want to give you something to look forward to every time you come to Bank of the James Stadium. Join us every week this season for our nightly promotions that will be sure to keep you coming back for more baseball. Drink specials every Thirsty Thursday, fireworks every Saturday night, and kids eat free all Sunday long. Get your tickets today at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com or by calling 434-528-1144.
I'm Press Cavanaugh, outfielder, and you're listening to Hillcats Baseball.
Six to four advantage for the Hillcats as Marcus Johnson's day is officially done. Carolina will turn to their bullpen and rely on a new pitcher. We'll close the book on Johnson. Johnson goes 5 innings, 9 hits, 6 runs. They were all earned, no walks and 5 strikeouts. As on the mound for Charleston now, a left-hander, number 39, Drew Summers, making his first appearance of the season. First one is in there for a called strike. Sorry, I misspoke. As Lexer Sadui down in the count. 0-2. Summers on the year, making his 12th appearance. 1-3 with the 1.65 ERA. Just over 16 innings, 28 strikeouts, 3 walks. Another guy who pounds the zone for the River Dogs. 2-strike pitch to Sadui. Got him to chase outside. Route number 1. Jose Devers will dig in. Devers with 2 hits. Got a triple and a single. Double and a home run, shy of the cycle. Summers stands 6'3", 250 from Hoffman Estates, Illinois. Attended Central Arizona, was the 11th round draft pick last season. Devers behind the bag at first, going to be a tough play. Isaac throws it over the head of the pitcher covering. Devers will scamper down to second. The throw and tag not in time. Devers a single and an error. Puts him in scoring position with one away. That'll bring up Bubba Felia. Devers may have gotten a spike on his hand. Is a little bit slower, but he's on his feet. It was going to be bang, bang at the bag no matter what. Isaac just overthrew Summers, and it went all the way back toward home. Devers had a chance to scamper down to second. Bubba Felia, 2 home runs on the day. We'll see if they give him a fastball. He's seen 2, and we've seen 2 sail out of here. Devers at second, 1 away. They come with a fastball. Caught the inside corner, strike 1. Looked like Felia may have been thinking exactly what I was, that he might not see one. Lefty and righty matchup. The 0-1 from Summers. Came back with a fastball. That one a little bit too tight, 1-1. Felia with 5 RBIs on the day. The 1-1 from the left-hander. Backdoor slider gets the call, 1-2. They have scored the Devers play as 2 errors. I assume that'll be change. Or at least a discussion will be had. As the 1-2 from the left-hander. Felia fouls it back, 1-2. Devers out the bag at second. 1 out, 2-run lead for Lynchburg here in the bottom half of the 6th inning. The left-hander sets, now fires. Corner, got him. Felia retired for the first time tonight as he watched a changeup at 84. Find the corner of the zone as Jose Pastrano, the switch-hitting designated hitter, will step in. Ground ball over toward first. Isaac will gobble it up, and the inning comes to a close. So the one out single by Devers does no harm as we head to the 7th. 6-4 our score in favor of Lynchburg when we come back in the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
Check out Creative Edge Design Incorporated for your signs, banners, and wrap services. We are a 3M certified graphics installation company backed by a 3M warranty, protecting your graphics against any cracking, fading, or peeling for over 10 years.
Your graphics will continue to look exactly like they did on the day they were installed. Visit us at cedi.biz for more information. Creative Edge Designs, custom designs for you.
Become a member of Southpaw's Free Kids Club today and receive free access to select Hillcats home games, special member-only events, and lots of other fun benefits. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more. Southpaw's Free Kids Club is proudly presented by Lynchburg Dental Center.
You're listening to Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Been a fun ball game. We head to the top of the seventh inning, 6-4 advantage for the Hillcats. You can't ask for anything more between the reigning Carolina League championship representatives. Though this year, they find themselves at the bottom of the barrel in each of their respective divisions here in the first half. But that just means this is a series to gain some momentum heading toward the second half. Chandler Simpson will lead things off in the seventh. He's 0 for 3. So the game might not matter much for standings, but momentum is a big deal. Munoz has it golfed on the infield as Benjamin, the third baseman, will make the grab behind the mound for out number one. Xavier Isaac will step in. He doubled and scored in the fifth. Last year, the Hillcats won the first half and then struggled the second half of the year. Pulled off the upset in the first round of the Fredericksburg Nationals and found themselves in a good contest with the River Dogs as Isaac fouls it away for strike one. Charleston won the first game at home, then came here in Lynchburg and stole the victory again and celebrated their second straight Carolina League title. Folio will watch it land out of play behind the plate, strike two. Ask their broadcaster, Jason Kempf, if the batting cages still smelled like champagne, and he jokingly said, yeah. The 0-2 from Munoz popped up back behind the plate. Then he shared some interesting and fun stories from last year's ball club. The night of their celebration here in the Hill City. We'll get to those throughout the week. The 0-2 for Munoz. This is outside 1-2. Share one now, though. They couldn't find the championship trophy the morning after. As the two-strike pitch for Munoz. Sharp grounder towards second, scooped by Turner. Off the bag, Collado secured it and kept his toe on it. Two away. But the River Dogs couldn't find the trophy as Dominic Keegan digs in. They were worried after a long night of celebrating here at the ballpark that maybe they had forgot it at the stadium. They'd have to return. They had thought everybody was on the bus. As Dominic Keegan, 2-for-3, takes upstairs for ball one. Except for the manager. But then out of the elevator came one of their players. The 1-0. Upstairs, ball two. And when he stepped out, he was clutching the trophy. And they found out he had slept with it the entire night. Celebrating that ring that he just received. 2-1 as Keegan takes a strike on the inside corner. Their fears were put to rest as they could drive straight down to Charleston. Wound back 2-2. They all shared a good laugh regarding the missing trophy. They earned it. 2-2 for Munoz. At the knees, called strike three. Munoz picks up the K as the seventh inning goes 1-2-3. We head to the bottom half of the seventh. 6-4 advantage in favor of Lynchburg. It's time to stretch in the Hill City. We'll be back with more on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
Scientech Systems is your technology partner. Whether it's business class internet, phone and TV, or their world-class IT services, Scientech is here to manage your technology needs so you can focus on what you love to do. Visit Scientech.com for a free quote today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Hello, this is Jordan Smith, the Lynchburg Hillcats manager. You're listening to Hillcats Baseball.
Bottom of the seventh inning, a two-run ball game in favor of Lynchburg. Drew Summers remains on the mound for another inning of work as the Hillcats will try to win game one of this series. They struggled in the last few weeks. However, a win here tonight would really do a lot of good for this ball club. As the top of the order will step in, Guy Lipscomb. He's 1-for-3. A line drive single in the fourth inning, but then was caught stealing, trying to go to third as he broke a little bit too early. And Marcus Johnson was able to step off the mound and gun him down. Left-handed Summers kicks and fires, and Lipscomb fouls it away for strike one right at the Hillcats bullpen. Somebody, I can't tell who it is, looks like maybe Zach Jacobs put his arms up to say, whoa, why are you hitting it at me? The 0-1 from Summers. Inside out swing again. The dugout flinches again, and now they're a little bit maybe overconscious as that one landed well above them on top of the clubhouse. Two strikes on Lipscomb. As the 0-2, down and away, one ball, two strikes. Lipscomb batting 280. He's done well since stepping into the leadoff role for Nate Furman, who's up in Lake County. The 1-2 from the lefty. Slider inside corner, and Lipscomb is retired. One away in the seventh as Tyrese Turner. He's got a double. And scored back in that third inning. 1-for-3 on the night. Flew out to left in the first inning. Grounded out to third on a bunt attempt. It was a sacrifice to move Lipscomb into scoring position. Turner's average up to 200. Inside outs it into the River Dogs dugout. For strike one. Nobody aboard. One away. Here in Lynchburg. Summers up to 93 on that fastball. Sun beginning to fade behind the Blue Ridge. The 0-1. Down and away. One ball, one strike. If you haven't gotten a chance to come to the ballpark this season, highly encourage you to do so. We've got a fun week in store for us. Thursday night, giving away a PS5. As part of gaming night, 1-1 from the left-hander. As Turner watches a slider down and away, 2-1. That's right, PS5, the thing nobody can get their hands on. Now maybe they can now. I haven't really paid too much attention to the video game market as of late, though I am looking for a PS5. The 2-1, breaking ball in there, 2-2. So if that PS5 that we're giving away just so happens to disappear, you can probably check my house. I'll probably have it. 2-2 to Turner. The lefty as it chopped right back to him, a broken bat dribbler. And a low throw, but gets Turner two away. Alfredo Antunez will dig in. He's one for three. On Friday night, it'll be Backyard Hillcats night. The Hillcats will be giving away Backyard Baseball replica t-shirts. And kids will be taking over all parts of the ball game, even some on the broadcast. Big swing and a miss, strike one. He chased a breaking ball down and away. So if you want a t-shirt, they're three quarters length. They've got a almost animated-like character of Southpaw on the front. The 0-1, a slider that tried to catch the inside corner, 1-1. And on Saturday night, Hillcats versus Cancer, as we try to tackle childhood brain cancer. It'll be a fireworks show after the game as we try to raise money. 1-2. As Antunez down in the count. Then on Sunday, Father's Day barbecue. So wear your blue and buy your ticket. You can enjoy a fun little feast. The 1-2 from the left-hander. Down and away, got Antunez to chase in the seventh inning. There's a 1-2-3 frame for Summers. We head to the eighth, a two-run ball game in the Hill City. Hillcats will have a new pitcher when we come back after this on Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
The YMCA has been serving Lynchburg and the surrounding community for years. With two Central Virginia locations, the YMCA has plenty to offer for kids and adults alike. To join or check out one of the classes, camps, or programs offered by the Y, visit ymcacva.org or stop in at their downtown or Jamerson locations. The YMCA is a proud partner of Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Become a Hillcats season ticket member and never miss out on any of the action. Save money on tickets, enjoy VIP parking, and meet the Hillcats team for a season ticket member autograph session. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about becoming a Hillcats season ticket member.
Catch all the action all season long at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com. Now, back to the field. Here's Jason Pritt.
Ronnie Munoz's day is complete as Miguel Venicio will take over on the mound for him. Munoz, three innings, four hits, two runs, no walks, and two strikeouts as he settled down after the rough first inning. Venicio making his 17th appearance. He's 2-2 with a 9.30 ERA in just over 20 innings, 20 strikeouts, 14 walks. As Cooper Kinney would lead things off for the River Dogs. That's upstairs for ball one. Venicio and the River Dogs have a little bit of a history this season. As the right-hander delivers that on the outside corner, 1-1. Early on in the season when Lynchburg traveled down to the River Dogs, 1-1, outside, ball two. When he traveled down there, he got in a bit of a skirmish with the River Dogs. As the 2-1 is fouled back, 2-2. After the ball game, he finished out a game. It was 10-3. But after the ball game, he celebrated a little bit too much, and he heard some chirping from the River Dogs who were saying, dude, you won, just quiet down as that strikes out Kinney, one away. As Carlos Colmenares will step in. And as he was celebrating, he didn't take too kindly, and he kind of turned and said, square up, the bench is cleared after the ball game. And the umpires had to hold people back. The coaching staffs got in between. 1-0 as that misses wide. Jordan Smith told the coaching staff for the River Dogs that that was his team's bad. So they over-celebrated. The 1-0. Foul tipped into the glove. 1-1. I'm all for letting the kids play and show their emotion, but at some point, you don't have to celebrate for 3 minutes straight. He did about three or four different celebrations after the ball game. Up and away, two balls and a strike. And so Jordan Smith apologized to the River Dogs, and the beef was buried, at least for the time being. See what happens tonight. 2-1 on Olmenares. At the top of the zone, two balls and two strikes as the shortstop will step out and regroup. Benicio, if he goes two innings here, will try for his first save of the year. He's 0-3 to this point. The 2-2 blew it by him, 93 into the glove of Felia. Two away, second strikeout of the inning for Venicio. Ryan Spikes, he's caused some problems for the Hillcats. He did that last year as well. He's 2-3. He's got a home run in the second inning and a double in the sixth. In between, he struck out looking. First one misses low for ball one. Nobody aboard, two away, a two-run lead for the Hillcats. The 1-0. High drive, left field. Sadui drifting back, looking up, and that ball is off the scoreboard, a home run. Second home run of the night for Ryan Spikes as he cuts the deficit to one. 6-5 advantage for the Hillcats. But Ryan Spikes, his third RBI, second home run. It looked like it could have been a quick inning for Miguel Venicio. It's now a one-run ball game. Zon Diaz at the dish. That one misses ball one. Base is still empty. Now Venicio will be tasked with trying to slam the door shut. 2-0. No wiggle room anymore. From Venicio. Got him to chase down low with a fastball, 2-1. How often do you see one game with two guys with two home runs? I'd have to argue, probably not very often, at least not in the Carolina League. That one runs inside, 3-1. We'll see how Venicio responds, as that's the sixth home run of the season he's allowed. Needs one more out to get out of this eighth inning. The 3-1. Ground ball up the middle into center field, and the tying run is aboard with two away for O'Neill Manzueta. Manzueta trying to avoid the not-so-fun Golden Sombrero. He's got three strikeouts tonight. Venicio trying to pick up that final out of the inning and keep it a 6-5 ball game. After the solo shot by Ryan Spikes, Felia had to snag that before it got all the way to the netting for ball one. Pressure beginning to mount. In this ball game, it's going to be an exciting finish. Throw over toward first. Back with the dive is Diaz. orange skies behind the Blue Ridge. It's a beautiful sunset in the Hill City. One of the best views in all of baseball. The 1-0 popped up first base side. Collado and Felia giving it a look, but it'll go out of play. 1-1. Mansueta misplayed a ball in right field earlier in the ball game. That extended the second inning, giving Devers a chance for a triple. One batter later, Bubba Felia hit a two-run home run with two away after Mansueta dropped a fly ball in right. Felia saved that from going back to the backstop, and Diaz had to scamper back toward first, 2-1. Benicio struggling to find the zone after the solo home run. 2-1. Found it there, 2-2. Six to five, one aboard, two away. Top of the eighth inning, one run already in. The 2-2 from Benicio. Runner holds, down and away, full count. Tying run at first will get an advantage as he will be off with the pitch. Go-ahead run at the plate. The 3-2 to Mansueta. Runner breaks outside, ball four. And Benicio showing signs of frustration as he had two quick outs via the strikeout and then a solo home run to Spikes. A single to Diaz and a walk to Mansueta has put the go-ahead run aboard and the tying run 180 feet away for Christopher Borrete, who's 1-for-3. Felia out there to talk to Benicio as Tony Arnold will make the walk out there as well, and some action brewing in the Hillcats bullpen. Lynchburg do not want to lose this ball game as the infield now all being pulled in as they try to settle down Benicio. It's been back and forth and it's been entertaining. One of the most action-packed games we've had this season. As the conversation comes to a close on the mound, Benicio gets some pats from his infield. As Borrete could play hero if he can tie this ball game or take the lead. Go-ahead run is at first, tying run at second. A 6-5 advantage for the Hillcats. Benjamin in at third as the first pitch is outside for ball one. Kind of shocked to see Benjamin playing on the grass, almost expecting a bunt, but he's angled toward the pitcher. An interesting positioning. The 1-0 finds the outside edge, 1-1. Benjamin faces Benicio up until the pitch is delivered, and then he turns toward home. The 1-1. Downstairs, ball two. I'm trying to figure out what he might be doing. If he's trying to get a read on a double steal. Because if so, they might throw behind the runners at second base. The 2-1. Slow chopper out in front of the mound. Felia in foul ground. They'll do it again, this time at 2-2. Benicio a little bit disappointed that that didn't dribble fair as Borrete would have been retired at first. Sweaty palms time here in Lynchburg. 6-5 advantage for the Hillcats. A 2-2 count on Christopher Borrete. Benicio has worked himself into trouble. The right-hander checks second. Third baseman pulled back the 2-2. Got him! Benicio screams toward his catcher as he takes a look toward the River Dogs dugout. as he heads back toward the Lynchburg dugout, clinging to a 6-5 advantage. We head to the bottom half of the eighth inning here in Lynchburg. Don't go anywhere. Plenty more baseball to come on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Hey there, Hillcats fans. 76 would like to invite you to save up when you fill up. Download the new Fuel Forward app today and save money every time you fill up at a 76 station. The new Fuel Forward app is the easiest way to pay and save on fuel. 76, we're on the driver's side.
Mi nombre es José Deve. Hoy en fin, estoy escuchando Hirschka.
Drew Summers is done as he did his job. Two innings, no hits, no runs, no walks, and four strikeouts. Jason Prill here with you, bringing you the bottom of the eighth inning. A 6-5 lead for the Hillcats is on the mound. For the River Dogs, number 25, Juan Rodriguez. He's making his eighth appearance, 1-0 with an ERA of 5. In nine innings, 11 strikeouts, four walks, five earned runs, nine runs total. As he'll face 4, 5, and 6 here in the Hillcat 8th. Lynchburg clinging to a one-run lead as Mike Collado swings out a fastball for strike one. Rodriguez, 6'1", 180 from the Dominican Republic. He was signed as an international free agent in 2021. The 0-1, chopper towards second. Going to be a tough play for Kinney. He makes it with ease for out number one. Had a range over a long way, but made the scoop and the throw to retire Collado as Juan Benjamin will look to avoid a 0-for-4 ball game. He's 0-for-3 already. Six runs, nine hits, no errors for Lynchburg. Five runs, 10 hits, two errors for Charleston. That one's down low for ball one. Benjamin, two strikeouts and a ground out to first base tonight. The 1-0 from the right-hander. Upstairs, ball two. Charleston getting a run back in the top half of the eighth inning. A solo home run by Ryan Spikes. He's got two home runs tonight. Bubba Felia has two for the Hillcats as well. 2-0. Chopped right at the plate. Caught a piece of Benjamin on the way. 2-1. Base is empty. One away. As Benjamin needs an extra moment, might have caught the inside of his foot. Nobody aboard, one away. 6-5 lead for Lynchburg. Trying to get back in the win column. The 2-1 from Rodriguez. Driven into right center field, not very deep, as Simpson and Monsueta will converge. It'll be the center fielder Simpson for out number two. As Lexer Sadui, 1-for-3, single and scored in the fourth inning. Action in the Hillcats bullpen, so I doubt we'll see Venicio for another inning. Rodriguez delivers inside for ball one. Taking a look at the top of the ninth, it'll be the top of the order. Simpson, Isaac, and Keegan due up for the River Dogs. The 1-0 to Sadui. He lifts this one into right field. Monsueta will watch it fly. Sadui knew it right away as he dropped his bat right at home plate. And Sadui gives Lynchburg a huge insurance run. The team's third home run of the night, his second home run of the season, gives Lynchburg a 7-5 lead here in the bottom half of the eighth inning. A mammoth shot off the scoreboard in right field. Nobody moved as Sadui drilled it. Wow. Jose Devers digs in. He takes upstairs, ball one. I have to do some digging, but I don't know if the Hillcats have ever had three home runs in a ball game this season. Line drive into left field. Barrette will make the chest-high grab, and the inning comes to a close. But Lexer Sadui, a solo shot off the right field scoreboard, gives the Hillcats an insurance run. 7-5 as we head to the ninth here in Lynchburg. We'll be back with more on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
The Lynchburg Area Youth Sports Initiative, also known as LAZY, exists to make sports accessible to all kids through pop-up clinics, camps, motivational speakers, and their free sports locker. Have gently used gear and equipment sitting around in your garage? Drop off your donation in the LAZY Sports Locker donation cart to get one free general admission ticket to a Hillcats game. Support LAZY and help kids play.
It's the Hillcats' biggest homestand ever. The Lynchburg Hillcats return home for 12 straight days of baseball, June 27th through July 9th. The homestand will feature four fireworks shows on July 1st, 3rd, 4th, and the 8th as we celebrate our freedom with America's pastime. On July 6th, we'll be partnering with 76 Fuel to give away 760 free tickets to fans who download the Fuel Forward app. Get your tickets for the biggest homestand ever at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
From Bank of the James Stadium, you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Lynchburg with three home runs tonight leads 7-5 over the River Dogs. We head to the ninth inning. Tomas Reyes will be on the mound for the Hillcats. As Vinicio's day is done, he goes an inning, two hits, one run, one walk, and three strikeouts. As it'll be up to Reyes to pick up the save. He has yet to have an opportunity for a save on the season, making his 10th appearance. He's 1-0 with a 1.50 ERA. In 12 innings, 12 strikeouts, 7 walks, 2 earned runs. He's given up one home run. As it'll be the top of the order to face the left-hander Reyes. 5'11", 150, 23 years of age. From San Antonio de Guerrera, Dominican Republic. Chandler Simpson 0 for 4 leads things off. He takes down low for ball one. Reyes looking for his first save of the season and his first opportunity. A two-run lead here in the top of the ninth. Ground ball sharply hit. Turner on a slide. Quick trigger toward first. One away. Nice play by Tyrese Turner in the hole. As Xavier Isaac with one away will be the batter. Isaac. One for four takes outside ball one. Though his one was a double in the fifth inning where he would eventually come around to score on the RBI single by Dominic Keegan, who stands on deck. Missing in tight. 2-0. Reyes kicks and fires. Lines this one in the left center field gap. Sadui ranging, looking up, and it'll bounce off the top of the wall. Sadui will play it on a hop. The throw comes into second, but nobody was on the bag as Turner had ranged over. And Charleston will have the tying run at the dish the rest of the inning. Second double of the night for Xavier Isaac as Dominic Keegan, not the guy you want to face if you're the Hillcats. Batting 315 with four home runs, 30 RBIs. Two of them came tonight in a 2-for-4 ball game. Yeah, struck out looking twice. Runner on second is inconsequential. That one scoots past Felia as the runner will move 90 feet closer down to third as Felia just trying to pick at it and got crossed up on the pitch from Reyes. And it found the backstop. So a wild pitch moves the runner 90 feet closer. It's inconsequential except for the fact that the runner at the plate is the tying run. Keegan awaits the 1-0. Up and away. 2-0. Infield pulled back, willing to trade an out for a run on a ground ball. Cooper Kinney waits on deck. The 2-0 from the left-hander outside again. Three balls, no strikes. Once again, this is the tying run. Go-ahead run if Keegan can get aboard is on deck. The 3-0 from Reyes. Outside, a four-pitch walk. And now, you got to start worrying as Cooper Kinney will dig in, and he's not an easy out himself. Batting 272, five home runs, 23 RBIs. He's 1-for-4 tonight with a single back in the second inning. He serves as the go-ahead run. Tying run at first. Reyes kicks and has it popped up left field. Sadui, I don't think he sees it as Devers backpedaled, and it'll just be shallow left center. Sadui looks very relieved. He didn't see it off the bat and put his arms out. Thankfully, Devers was right there and made the play in shallow left center field. Two down as it'll be Carlos Colmenares. Runners at the corners. Go ahead, run at the dish here in the top half of the ninth inning. Tomas Reyes looking for his first save. Needs one out. First pitch is inside for ball one. Colmenares on the night. He was hit by a pitch in the fourth, but he's 0-for-3. The left-hander, lefty-lefty matchup. The 1-0. Fires it in there. Good fastball at 91, 1-1. There is a base open. That would bring up Ryan Spikes, and you don't want to face him. He's got two home runs on the evening. 1-1. Upstairs, ball two. It's one thing to face a guy when he has one home run of the night. It's another thing when he has two and a double. The 2-1 fouled at the dish, and Charleston is down to their final strike. Reyes a pitch away from picking up a victory for the Hillcats here on Tuesday evening in the Hill City. Runners at the corners, two away. Isaac at third, Keegan at first. Colmenares at the dish. The 2-2 pitch from the left-handed Reyes. He pauses and fires. Foul back, and Colmenares lost his bat as he tried to cross that one to Main Street downtown. He'll go and get a little extra stickum. Put on his bat handle. will try again. Runners at first and third, two away. Reyes sets out the letters. The 2-2 pitch to Coleman Arez. Here it comes. Blew it by him, ball game. Tomas Reyes picks up his first save of the season as he escapes a jam. The tying run was that first go-ahead run at the plate, and Lynchburg walks away 7-5 victors here at Bank of the James Stadium. We'll be back to recap it right after this on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
If you haven't planned that vacation yet, start by checking Lynchburg Regional Airport. With our great round-trip airfares to many popular destinations, flying from Lynchburg is easy and affordable. Offering daily departures on American Airlines to Charlotte with connections to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. To check airfares and book tickets, visit flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice, and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchase is required and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection. Check Lynchburg first.
Revenge will be on the mind of the Lynchburg Hillcats as a rematch of last year's Carolina League Championship takes place at Bank of the James Stadium June 13th through the 18th. Join us on Friday as we give away 500 three-quarters length t-shirts for Backyard Hillcats Night. On Saturday, the Hillcats will be raising money for the Pediatric Brain Tumor Foundation as part of the Hillcats versus Cancer Night. Then on Sunday, sign up for the Father's Day barbecue to enjoy special treats for dads and their families. Get your tickets at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
I'm Press Cavanaugh, outfielder, and you're listening to Hillcats Baseball.
We're going to toss it down to Bubba Folia.
You had two home runs tonight. First of all, have you ever done that before? Second of all, what did you do differently today that you need to keep in your routine from now on?
To answer the first one, I did that once in college, but you don't come out here planning to do that. You just come out here trying to put your best swings on baseballs. I don't think I did anything different. I think I just showed up.
Okay, but you have to finish the interview now, so.
Yeah, I didn't change anything in my routine today. I just came out here, got ready to play like I normally do, just happened to run into a few balls and felt good.
Yeah. All right, so going into tomorrow's game and then the rest of the series, you think we're going to see any more home runs out of you this week?
I hope so. I'm just coming out here trying to put my best swings on baseballs and just trying to see where they go. But, yeah, hopefully we'll get there.
All right, way to be a champ, Bubba. Thanks.
Thank you, Rox. That was Rox Cruz with Bubba Folia, tonight's Hillcat hero. Two home runs on the night, five RBIs for the Hillcats catcher. As Lynchburg wins it 7-5, we'll recap it. Charleston put two on the board in the top of the second inning, thanks to Ryan Spikes and a two-run shot from him. And then Bubba Folia matched it in the bottom half of the second inning. In the third, Lynchburg would pick up another run. Coyado's RBI single would bring home Tyrese Turner after a double. Then in the fourth, it was Folia again, this time a three-run home run. Put Lynchburg well out in front, 6-2. And then the River Dogs would scratch and claw their way back. In the fifth, they'd put two on the board thanks to Dominic Keegan, as that made it a 6-4 ball game. A home run by Ryan Spikes in the eighth, his second of the day. Made it a one-run ball game. And then Lexer Sadui, a solo shot of his own in the eighth, gave Lynchburg an insurance run. Charleston put runners at the corners. The tying run at first. The go-ahead run at the plate for the final two outs of the ninth. But Tomas Reyes shut the door, picked up the save, and Lynchburg walks away victorious 7-5. We'll be back again tomorrow with more, as the River Dogs and the Hillcats will square off for Game 2 of this Carolina League Championship rematch from last season. Once again, your final score tonight, Lynchburg 7, Charleston 5. I'm Jason Prill saying good night, God bless, and go Hillcats.